This week, WBUR is introducing Bostonomics, our effort to cover the intersection of brains and business in Boston. As we do so, we're reporting all week on Boston traffic congestion and what can be done about it. This morning, Kerry Goldberg, editor of WBUR's Common Health blog, looks at the growing list of health troubles researchers are linking to longer car commutes. It's the latest in our series we call Driving Us Crazy.
4 years ago, Barbara Huntress Rather got a great job, director of quality improvement for a healthcare company that serves fragile seniors. Just one problem. She lived in Lawrence, and the new job was in Lynn.
The first day I drove to work, and I said, oh, Lord, what have I done? After having a short commute for, quite a few years, I hadn't done the commute before in rush hour traffic, and I was absolutely stunned at how long it took. It was over an hour.
A harrowing hour or more, hunched at the wheel, watching out for aggressive or distracted drivers. In the months that followed, the effects on her health were dramatic.
I gained back 40 pounds that I had lost, developed low back pain and high blood pressure.
She didn't immediately blame her commute. She blamed herself for eating too much and feeling too tired to work out. But she hit a turning point when her nurse practitioner told her she'd need blood pressure medication.
And I had always prided myself in being in good physical shape and meditating and doing all the things that would keep me from having high blood pressure. And I immediately made the connection with not working out, spending endless hours in the car, and feeling totally stressed most of the time. I was either commuting or worrying about commuting.
Barbara Huntress Rather is practically a textbook case of what longer car commutes can do to bodies and minds. The evidence has been mounting in study after study in recent years. The headline here is not, your commute is probably killing you. It's more like, commuting does pose health risks, some that you may not be aware of. Let's begin with the number one killer of Americans, heart disease.
You potentially have a triple whammy there where you're piling on different cardiovascular stressors, all tied back again to the same root cause of commuting.
Dr. Jonathan Levy is a professor of environmental health at the Boston University School of Public Health. That triple whammy he's talking about includes the stress and the finding that people with longer commutes tend to exercise less. The third piece is less obvious.
Air pollution has been tied to cardiovascular outcomes and sometimes acute outcomes, things like heart attacks.
Yes, German researchers have found that people who are prone to heart attacks become much likelier to have one within an hour of being in heavy traffic. Why isn't clear, but scientists say that air pollution appears to play a role, in particular, ultra-fine particulates, nano-sized airborne toxins, whose levels tend to be highest around highways and in tunnels, especially in heavy traffic. Professor Doug Briggy at Tufts Medical School studies the particulates. He says that though clean air laws have made heavy smog a thing of the past in the United States, these invisible, odorless particles are still a major health concern, especially for people who live right near highways.
Everyone thinks air pollution, breathing in, lungs, respiratory disease, but the particles also affect your circulatory system. They drive inflammation. And the main health outcomes, the largest, most tangible health outcomes, are actually cardiovascular, heart attacks, and strokes.
Tunnels, like the Big Dig Tunnel on I-93, can be hotspots for this air pollution. Tufts researchers have found that by the time a motorist reaches the end of the 93 tunnel, the level of air pollution particulates may be 10 times as high as it is on the highway a couple of miles away. Those 2 or 3 minutes in the tunnel are likely to expose you to a higher concentration of air pollution than any other part of your day. But Tufts professor John Durant offers 3 simple remedies. Roll up the windows, turn on the air conditioner, and close the vents that bring in outside air.
Those 3 measures will reduce exposures by a significant amount, by close to 90-95%.
If only it were as simple to offset the other health risks of long car commutes. Here's a sampling from the last few years of research. Long commutes may mean more depression and anxiety, more social isolation, weighing more, having higher cholesterol, less sleep, less exercise, high blood sugar, high blood pressure, more back and neck aches. One Swedish study even found that people who commute more than 45 minutes each way are 40% likelier to get a divorce. Most of these risks don't go up by very much, though, and many do have common sense remedies. Deep breathing and other stress relief techniques, for example, or conscious efforts to exercise more when not commuting. And of course, the ultimate remedy is to drive less, switch to public transportation or what's called active commuting, walking or biking, and for everyone to drive less. Meanwhile, if you feel like you have to drive, you might want to do an informal, personal version of what's called a health impact assessment. That's what Jonathan Levy of BU and his team did in 2012. The MBTA was planning service cuts and fare hikes to save about $160 million. Levy's team calculated roughly what the cuts would cost in health and time if they made people drive more, everything from added air pollution to less exercise. Their conclusion? Trying to save $160 million would cost $300 or $400 million, Levy says.
So much larger than the actual dollar savings.
Barbara Huntress Rather, whose Lawrence to Lynn commute we heard about earlier, did her own math and made a radical decision. She likes her job and had planned to work until 70, but instead she's taking a financial hit and planning to retire at 65. The last day of her long commute is coming soon. You can hear her sigh of relief.
May 27th.
She decided that getting home so tired every day is no way to live.
I just felt like the time was slipping away and I wasn't enjoying it. I don't enjoy sitting in a car, not moving.
She says she's going to start working out again and get her good health back. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.